WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to stoic living in a crazy world. Ever feel like you're just chasing happiness, like it's this elusive butterfly you can never quite catch? I get it. We're bombarded with messages about instant gratification, quick fixes, and the next big thing that will make us happy. But let me tell you, true happiness isn't a destination, it's a journey paved with positive habits. And trust me, this is one trip worth taking. Today, we're diving into the power of cultivating positive habits for long-lasting happiness. We'll explore 5 key takeaways that can transform your mindset and set you on a path to genuine joy, not just fleeting moments of pleasure. Think of it as upgrading your inner software. We're going to install some awesome new features that will make you feel happier, more resilient, and ultimately more fulfilled. First up, let's talk about mindfulness. It sounds all zen and fancy, but really, it's just about being present in the moment. Ever notice how we spend a huge chunk of our day lost in thoughts about the past or worries about the future? Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button and saying, "Hey, I'm here now, let me actually enjoy this cup of coffee," or, "Let me savor this conversation instead of letting my mind wander." It sounds simple, but trust me, it makes a world of difference. It's about training your brain to focus on what's happening right now, and that can bring a whole new level of peace and contentment. Next up, we have the power of gratitude. Seriously, saying, "thank you," more often is like magic. Think about it. When you focus on what you're grateful for, it shifts your perspective from lack to abundance. It's like turning a mental dial from negativity to positivity. You know that feeling when you get back from a vacation and you're just buzzing with good vibes? That's gratitude in action. Make it a habit to write down 3 things you're grateful for every day, big or small. It could be your health, a sunny morning, a delicious meal, a kind gesture from a stranger, anything that brightens your day. Now, let's talk about the power of self-care. I know, it sounds like another buzzword, but hear me out. Self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about prioritizing your well-being, physically, mentally, and emotionally. This means getting enough sleep, eating nourishing food, moving your body in ways that feel good, spending time doing things you enjoy, and setting boundaries to protect your energy. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? Speaking of boundaries, let's talk about saying no more often. This one is tough for a lot of people, but it's crucial for protecting your time and energy. Remember, you don't have to please everyone all the time. It's okay to say no to things that drain you or don't align with your values. Setting healthy boundaries allows you to focus on what truly matters and creates space for the things that bring you joy. Finally, let's talk about the power of connection. Humans are social creatures by nature. We thrive on meaningful relationships. Make time for the people who lift you up, who make you laugh, who support your dreams. Nurture those connections, whether it's through regular phone calls, shared activities, or simply being present in each other's company. Building strong relationships is one of the most fulfilling aspects of life, and it adds so much richness to our experiences. Think about a time when you felt truly happy and fulfilled. What were you doing? What were you focusing on? Chances are, those moments were filled with some of these positive habits. Maybe you were spending time in nature, practicing gratitude for a simple meal, saying no to a commitment that wasn't serving you, or simply enjoying a deep conversation with a loved one. See, happiness isn't about chasing after something elusive. It's about cultivating the right habits and making conscious choices that bring joy into our lives. Remember that time when you were trying to learn a new skill, maybe playing an instrument or taking up a sport? Remember how frustrating it was at first? You might have felt clumsy, discouraged, even like giving up. But with consistent practice, you gradually improved, right? It's the same with building positive habits. It takes time, patience, and persistence. So, what are your next steps? Maybe start by choosing 1 or 2 of these habits to focus on this week. Write them down, remind yourself throughout the day, and celebrate even the smallest wins. Don't be afraid to experiment and find what works best for you. Remember, the journey to happiness is unique for everyone, so embrace your own path and enjoy the ride. As always, keep that stoic spirit alive, friends. Until next time, remember, control your thoughts, calm your mind, and clarity will guide your way.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.